Welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. You know, based upon the reaction I'm getting from our community, I believe you know you can find us at iTunes. All you got to do is go out to iTunes and search for Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. And as we speak, there's about 35 different radio shows that you can avail yourself of to help you build your practice. Speaking about building your practices, today we have a really important guest with us. I don't know if you're familiar with the name of Matt Oxley, but if you're not familiar with the name of Matt Oxley, you definitely should be, because he's one of the leading authorities regarding marketing, selling, servicing, and developing loyalty with affluent clients. And he does over 200 speeches per year in the financial services industry and has extensive research on the affluent and how they go about their determinations in making advisor decisions. But another piece of his work is exactly how advisors go about making decisions on how they're going to choose great wholesalers. Well, naturally, when I read this and learned more about Matt Oxley, I knew I wanted to have him as a guest on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Matt Oxley, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, Rob, and I'm going to just make sure everybody has their seatbelts on because we're going to go fast here, but it's amazing. When we do the research on advisors, we simultaneously do research on the affluent and we do research on wholesalers. And what's interesting is what advisors are looking for in wholesalers is really not that much different than what the affluent are looking for in advisors.
Well, let's piece that out a little bit. So let's give the listeners a couple of ideas, and I know we want to fill them up with as much content as possible. I know that you have, as I heard you tell me in our pre-talk, 14 different criteria that you've identified. Let's give them some nuggets, some actual nuggets they can work on here. What's one of those 14?
Okay, you know, and it's interesting. These 14 criteria are all common sense, but our data shows that they're not really common practice. You know, so one of the top five is respect of time. They want a wholesaler who respects their time. And they're extremely guarded, and they allot, you know, only a certain amount of time to spend with the wholesaler community. Their perception is that the wholesalers are here today, gone tomorrow, just pitching what they're going to pitch today, whatever they're told to pitch. So it's so important that wholesalers go the extra mile in being basically the consummate professional, being respectful of an advisor's time, scheduling appointments. I mean, this can have numerous implications. You know, we spend a lot of time out in the field with wholesalers, Rob, because mutual fund companies sponsor us for sort of value-add presentations with advisors. And we see the interaction live, which is what's led to this research. And what we find is these preferred wholesalers, the professionalism of a preferred wholesaler is as professional as anyone you'll see, as any advisor, any professional in any profession. You know, they schedule appointments, they confirm appointments, they're on time, you know, they're not wasting time. And all of this, you know, impacts a wholesaler's reputation. And to be a preferred wholesaler, my goodness gracious, it takes consummate professionalism and respect of an advisor's time.
Yeah, you know, wholesalers, if you're listening closely to what Matt's saying, you know this echoes so much of what you read in I Carry the Bag, what you read on Wholesaler Masterminds, what you listen to on the radio show. So this is just important information that just reinforces. Matt, is there a certain kind of bullseye target around that respecting time? Is there something that really hacks off advisors more than anything else around that respecting time?
Really, it's a compilation of things, because the gap is so large between what they want, their expectation, and their performance, their perception of performance of wholesalers is off the charts. It's embarrassing.
It's the
simple things that mean a lot. It's scheduling time, recognizing when an advisor is busy, even when you've scheduled the time, knocking on the door and just sort of, hey, do you got those 5 minutes, that 10 minutes? Whenever your allotted time is, you're packing up to go after that 5 or 10 minutes. If you're asked to stay longer, by all means, if you have the time in your schedule, stay. But if you're staying longer with one advisor, which is, you know, interfering with the schedule you have for another advisor, again, it's a slippery slope. So the little things mean everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one, respect of time and all the granular nuances and details underneath the hood of that. What's another one, please, Matt?
The another one is rather interesting. They want their preferred wholesalers, their best wholesalers, consistently share best practices of elite advisors. And mind you, these elite advisors are a very, very small core. And so not only do we have the data that shows us what these preferred wholesalers are all about, which are the elite wholesalers, elite advisors are a similar animal. They're few and far between, and everybody, you know, advisors are so starved to find out what's going on. And by the way, this is the largest statistical gap. I mean, it's even larger than respecting time. You know, wholesalers are missing a golden opportunity to ingratiate themselves with corner office advisors. And many, many corner office advisors haven't changed their business the way they need to change in this new world. I mean, this financial tsunami, this Category 5 financial tsunami that we're still dealing with has changed the ground rules, and wholesalers dealing with advisors have to recognize that advisors, many of these corner office advisors, are basically desperate for outside advice, not just coming from within their firm's directive. And because elite advisors are so extremely frugal with their time and they don't tolerate fools lightly, they can be intimidating. And, you know, for wholesalers, when they finally get in front of an elite advisor, I mean, first of all, they have to recognize this is an elite advisor, not just somebody with a big corner office who built his or her business on yesteryear's world and is posturing. They have to know, you know, the difference between somebody who's doing their business properly today, who is developing loyal, affluent clients today, who is able to bring in new business today. By the way, for wholesalers out there, marketing to the affluent is the number one speed bump for advisors today. They are absolutely they're lost in this world, and we deal with it all day long. And they're starved for information, but you better give them good information on marketing, not just stuff you've heard hearsay.
So Matt, I heard you say right at the end there, and of course everything you said was important and insightful, you said that notion of giving them best practices. And at the end there, you said marketing, which is one notion of best practices, how to access the affluent high net worth, another notion of best practices. Are there other kind of sub-bullets there that if wholesalers are thinking about, okay, what categories of best practices do I want to bring to elite advisors? What other best practice subcategories would you want to name?
Well, I mean, the best practices, you know, you can get into the full gamut of practice management, but practice management is a drum that everybody's beating. Every training department has practice management, and there's practice management du jour. And a wholesaler needs to be very, very careful before they get into best practices on practice management, because, you know, it's their CRM system. But when it comes to bringing in new business, the majority, 95%+ of advisors aren't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the sweet spot out there. How do we help these advisors become rainmakers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the marketing activities? Just sponsoring a seminar, for instance, our research says loud and clear that seminars are a low-impact activity, that the affluent, if you want affluent clients, they don't go to seminars. How often do we see wholesalers helping fund an advisor with a seminar? The advisor thinks it's all great. Oh, the wholesaler is sponsoring the seminar. They're paying for it or paying for a portion of it, yet they don't bring any affluent clients in. Nothing comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. Matt, before we move off to the next one and kind of finish with that third tidbit and look forward to your work, which is coming up in I Carry the Bag magazine, I want to remind our listeners that this is always sponsored by I Carry the Bag magazine, the official magazine of wholesaling. If you want to hook up your internal wholesaler and yourself too, because, you know, if you buy one, they get one free, head over to icarrythebag.com, click on subscribe today, and we'll make sure we get that started for you. You can make 2012 your career year, in part by reading I Carry the Bag. Matt, let's talk about one more as time permits, and it does. What's one more of the 14 that you would want us to know about?
Yeah, this is also one of the top five. It's linked to respecting your time. It's consistent follow-through. And, again, that sounds simple, but professionalism casts a wide footprint. I mean, just the other day, I was with a wholesaler. I gave a speech. The wholesaler was sponsoring me. The wholesaler uses me as a wedge to get into this corner office, this big team. What did this particular advisor confess to me? He needed help in marketing and business development. What did the wholesaler do? He committed to follow through with our latest research report on rainmakers. And he pulled out his iPhone. The advisor, this big corner office advisor, pulled up his calendar and they scheduled it. Now, if this particular wholesaler doesn't show up, he's dead. But I know he'll show up because he's a pro's pro. He's a preferred wholesaler. It was done with consummate professionalism. Now, when he shows up in that in that follow through and he brings the research report, he's not posturing as an expert in affluent client acquisition. He's exuding professionalism by saying what he was going to do and doing what he said, and doing it to a high-quality advisor in a corner office. Now, this high-quality advisor, before we left, even was saying, well, next time when you come back, I'll talk to you about the funds we use and see if there's any fit for what you have. This wholesaler was ecstatic, just a smile ear to ear. But now, if you can just extrapolate that out to everything you do, you say what you're going to do and you do what you say. You follow through. And unfortunately, there's a large gap here. You know, it's just about as large as respecting your time. You know, they don't follow through. And this should be a simple fix, but it involves scheduling. It involves communicating clearly and consistently with an internal or your scheduler, and it involves effective email content. All that bundled together helps, you know, the professionalism.
I preach to the choir. You know, when I think about so many of the things that you're speaking about, the concepts of simple, not easy, which is something that my clients are familiar with, our readers are familiar with, the concept of do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. It paramount importance. So to have you as another most respected voice telling our community more about these really pathways to getting to wholesaling greatness is so valuable and so important. And wholesalers, you want to find out more about Matt, I'll hook up his website on wholesalermasterminds.com. If you want to read more about this concept and all 14 of these notions of becoming a preferred wholesaler, check out I Carry the Bag coming up in the next issue. Matt Oxley, I can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your extremely busy day to visit with us here on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
My pleasure, Rob. And for all of you listeners out there, just remember, it's simple, not easy. Your role really requires a young person's energy combined with a veteran's voice of experience. And that's the hybrid. It's out there. There's very little competition. Just raise your game and continue to go for it. Refine your professionalism.
Awesome. Matt Oxley, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time, wholesalers, on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.